real pain in the butt. Especially if you plan on doing more than just FTA. Because if you do FTA, you can use MacLogger and run WSJT. But if you want to have all the integrations, like if you want Grid Tracker and everything to work, you're not going to really be able to do that in Mac OS. That's pretty much mostly a Windows thing. And then as far as running Kingdom software in a virtual machine, it's not exactly a great experience either because, well, you're running another operating system inside of an operating system. There's overhead, and I've had a lot of audio issues, which you really, really don't want when you're running digital mode because audio is very important. If you have any dropouts or anything, but really screws up the end result.
Yeah, I hear you. I had, what the heck was it? I didn't have a PC at the time, and when I bought Toyota TechStream for my truck back in the day, and I was able to get it running on a Mac in boot camp or on, you know, on the Windows side. But getting the driver to get that configured was the most annoying thing on earth. So, you're right. There's just things that you do on a Windows computer that you don't want to try to do on a Mac. And I agree with you. I just wish more people would make software for Mac. It's just a lot cleaner than Windows, I guess. And mostly because the Apple folks control everything, I think, but which is good and bad, so I don't know. Anyway, well, I'm just kind of excited I got it running, so now I gotta get on the air and talk to somebody, so we'll see what happens this weekend.